Thank you so very much. That's right. It's time for a little bit of the good stuff. Kim and Mike Burge.
Coming up this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota, it's the 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout. And, of course, the August 17th, Saturday, the gates open at 4 o'clock and bulls are going to buck at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, August 18th, the gates will open at 1 o'clock and horses will buck at 3 p.m. with barebacks and saddle broncs in the Wayne Herman Invitational. That's Golden Valley, North Dakota this weekend. It all gets started on Saturday.
You know Tri-State Livestock News. They are the cattleman's publication. They deliver comprehensive agricultural coverage, and they've been doing it for decades. This is a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. You can go to tsln.com to subscribe.
Summer is winding down, I guess, back to school in a lot of areas this week or maybe coming up next week. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to make a quick trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. Visit the Niobrara National Scenic River, number one in the Midwest in kayaking. Also, one of the top 10 in Backpack Magazine. So check things out with Smith Falls State Park and the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. Fall's a great time to do it. Maybe a weekend getaway. Go to visitvalentine.com for more information.
I've got a piece called The Farmer and the Lord. And this was recited by Jim Reeves, although I do not know who wrote it. While resting one evening by the side of the road, I saw an old farmer in a field he'd just mowed. His face was all brown and wrinkled by the wind, and he was talking to the Lord just like he'd be talking to a friend. "Well, sir," he said in a voice calm and quiet, "them corn tassels need sacking, but I got no string to tie it. Had no rain in so long that the fields are mighty dusty. It's been so unbearable hot that the kids are even getting fussy. Now that grass down in the pasture should be knee-high. If we could just have a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. But listen to me talking. You'd think I wasn't grateful. Well, if you didn't know me so well, Lord, you'd think I was downright hateful. You'd think I'd forgot about the new calf that you sent and the money in the mail that took care of the rent, Ma's cold better, and Johnny's home from the Navy, and that good Sunday dinner with chicken, dumplings, and gravy. The new preacher you sent us, Lord, he sure is a fine young man. Why, he's just converting them sinners to beat the band. Well, guess I'll be moseying along, Lord. Won't take no more of your time. Guess there's plenty of folks here abouts waiting to ring your line. Evening to you, Lord, and watch over us tonight. And don't you worry about us none, Lord, 'cause everything's gonna be all right.
I just have a couple of short IT things for you today.
IT? Oh, no. Hold on, everybody.
Not my strong suit, but do you remember when you were a kid playing Nintendo and it wouldn't work? You take the cartridge out, blow in it, and that would magically fix the problem? Every kid in America did that. But how did we all know how to fix the problem? There was no internet or message boards or fax. We just figured it out. Today's kids are soft. I feel that there is a great need for a sarcasm font.
I am going to have to ponder that because I think that I agree.
One other item. I think everyone has a movie they love so much, it actually becomes stressful to watch it with other people. I'll end up wasting 90 minutes shiftily glancing around to confirm that everyone's laughing at the right parts, then making sure I laugh just a little bit harder, maybe a millisecond earlier, to prove that I'm still the only one who really, really gets it.
Where did you get these?
I have no idea where they came from. They showed up in a box of stuff, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Maybe we'll use those today.
That is funny. I have some Christian one-liners for you. How's that sound? Yeah. As we almost close here, we're called to be witnesses, not lawyers or judges. Duly noted. God himself doesn't propose to judge a man until he is dead. So why should we? Another thought, some minds are like concrete, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set.
Oh, yeah. And you heard it on The Good Stuff.